Terry, Sky, East Coast Breakfast.
So, I did not think that this would become such a big thing. The question this morning is, should kids in primary school be introduced that early to calculators, or should they be doing mental arithmetic and then at least maybe at primary school, maybe grade 8? Or grade 7, sorry, grade 7 is the first they should be introduced. I don't know, that's why I'm asking the question. And we have Michelle, who is a teacher of two grades online. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, how are you?
As a teacher, what do you think? When should kids be introduced to calculators?
I think the earlier the better. You know, I've got a son in grade 5 who's quite into technology, and he's coping already with using a scientific calculator. But for me, being a high school teacher, you know, they can be calculator ready by the time they get to high school. It will save us a lot of trouble. Because yep. I even have great teens who don't know how to use a calculator.
Amen, Michelle. Thank you. That's exactly my point.
See, okay, I hear your side. But we've got a headmaster and a teacher on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. You don't agree?
No. Look, I'm a headmaster and a math teacher. And I don't, even up to grade 9, I don't like kids to use calculators unless it's really sort of important and that's decimals and whatever. But for the best part, no calculators. Your brain's got to do the work. You've got to be training your brain to think more.
Michelle, as a teacher, can you address our headmaster teacher here and tell him, argue for why you think kids should get calculators earlier?
You know, to me, the more familiar they are with it, the more comfortable they are with it. Because if they know how to use the basic functions, maybe not sine, cos, and tan, by the time they get to grade 8, you know, they won't have that extra trouble of struggling to get to know this. Because you pass one calculator from one boy to another, or a girl, and they don't know how to use different functions.
Yeah.
You know, it just saves the extra trouble. They still have to do their normal mental arithmetic, as they call it. Mm. You know, they obviously have tests where they're not allowed a calculator. But I think it's quite useful for them to know. And, you know, as you said earlier when I was listening to you, chatting, is they know how to use iPads and Xboxes and everything else.
Yeah.
But when the time is right, I think we need to bring it in at least in grade 6 or 7, you know, just for them to get used to it.
Headmaster,
so it makes it easier because the syllabus is so demanding that there's no time to teach a child to use a calculator.
Richard, what do you say?
Look, at primary school level, the functions that they would use on a calculator are very simple. I've got a 5-year-old daughter who sits around and plays around on my calculator and sort of uses it to learn her numbers and that sort of thing, and that's great. So she knows how to use a calculator, but we don't want to be dependent on it, and that's what happens.
Okay, this is fascinating because I thought the parents had opposing views on this only. It turns out teachers and headmasters at schools have opposing views on this as well. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Richard. Guys, I say we get an expert online. What do you think?
Yeah. I think so too.
I mean, not to say that Richard and Michelle aren't experts, but I'm talking like I want to speak to like
this is all opinion though.
A professor.
Well, a calculator expert.
What
are they called, Darren?
a calculator expert. Are called quantum mechanics. But I can't. We don't have one lying around. That's but I've got the number of a professor.
Aaron, Kerry, Sky, East Coast Breakfast.